Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. She want a little bit of everything. She want a church going nigga who's an educated thug ass nigga who been in jail and all that shit.
Cause everything is everything in disguise. The same thing make you laugh, make you cry. The same thing make you live, make you die. Was on the rise and it led to your demise. It's two sides to everything, it's no surprise. The same thing make you laugh, make you cry. The same thing make you live, make you die. Same smile, same tears, same cries.
I take the bad and good, I take the good and bad. Sometimes the bad will be the goodest good you ever had. Ask the Lord to help to make it through them hard times. Remember thanking him for the answers as they pass by. The many nights you cry when hurt consumes your eyes. The hurt that made you wise, a blessing in disguise. It's many ups and downs, it's like a seesaw. You flying high, now you waiting for the free fall. You say you love your haters, one of the truest lies. You think your haters hate you, they love you in disguise. You said the pain was love, but hate is what it should. You chase the pain with drugs, the hurt was so good. You broke with no fame, but now you win the game. More money, more problems, and that's what Biggie said. There's sunny days and they sun burning. You stay inside, them rainy days took the pain away and you felt alive.
Cause everything is everything in disguise. The same thing make you laugh, make you cry. The same thing make you live, make you die. Was on the rise and it led to your demise. It's two sides to everything, it's no surprise. The same thing make you laugh, make you cry. The same thing make you live, make you die.
She liked them bad boys, good boys, she was blind. Had a good side to him, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Told her, bitch, you bad, that was bad, meaning good. She said, nigga, you's a fool, but she loved that he was good. All the ladies loved him, but as part of his allure. So you call him 3 a.m. and he send you to ignore. Had that dirty money and she love him when he spend it. Never thinking consequences or that time off in the prison. You like it when he loud and when he put his foot down. Until he threw you on the ground and he put his foot down. He love his 3 kids, now you got 3 baby mamas. That means 3 other bitches in your life that's causing drama. The sex good and you raw dogging for more feeling. And pulling out like he paralleling, reverse steering. Single parent 22 and on a bid like an auction. Cause the price is going up for raising kids. Now she want a good man, but it's not enticing. Now it's bad when it's peace and she missed the fighting. She missed all the fighting, she missed all the biting. She was the main contender, they call her Michael Tyson.
Yo, what's good? I had to cue that up, let the callers call in. Toot my own horn a little bit.
Hello?
Who we got calling in?
Hello?
Who the hell is this?
Who's that? Hello? Is this
MIE? Yeah, who is this?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Who is this?
You guys all suck. You guys all suck. Fern and you.
Who the fuck is
Fern's
this?
Always cheating because he's delayed and you suck.
What the fuck?
Yo, who is this? Hello. Who is this?
I'm fucking with you, bro. That was wifey. That was wifey. I'm fucking with you.
Oh, I was about to say.
Hey. Yo. That
we had to start the show
funny.
All right.
That shit was funny as fuck, too.
They rolling.
Yo. Hey, who? Hey, who was that?
That was wifey, bro. That was my wife.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yo, that was so funny. Yo.
Hey, give me the kiss and
hey. What's good?
That shit was comedy.
Damn. That shit set the show off right.
Hell yeah.
Yo, So we back. Let's try to do this Tuesday and Thursday thing. First thing, I know we got beat on the line. Who's the 214?
That's me, Heisman.
Okay, okay. Yo. First
hey,
thing I wanted to get
too.
On. This nigga, man. Hey, first thing, I wanted to get on a MVP candidate. you know, guap on a
Yo, whose dog is that? Come on, man. Y'all unprofessional, bro.
You know that's
crazy. Hey, you over there requesting towels and shit. What the hell are you doing?
Ryan's dog.
Nigga beat out at a spa and shit. Hey. Yo, we got the I don't know if y'all look, but the Panthers got the clear MVP candidates, Odell Beckham Jr. and Ryan Nassib. I salute him because he is killing with Ryan Nassib. Yo, shut the fuck
Yo,
up.
Man. We gotta get that dog on silent.
Yo, man. Hey. Hey. I'ma tell the little nigga to shut the fuck up. I'm gonna take the little nigga outside. But who your guy for
that's
the
your,
what's up?
No, I was gonna say that's your pit bull.
Yeah, that's my pit. This nigga be acting up, man. This nigga got the neighborhood on lock, man. Every time he hears something outside, the nigga go crazy. Yo, but yeah, the Panthers got Ryan Nassib and Odell Beckham going crazy, which leads me into this. What y'all think about the whole I know, Terrence, I know what you think about it, but how y'all feel about, you know, Odell Beckham? You got an MVP candidate in the slot at your third receiver.
Yeah, that fucked up, though, so... I didn't have my best receiver in the slot. I had Andre Johnson and Vincent Jackson. Streeter just ended up blowing up, and then I moved him to the outside. Odell Beckham
is
one of his guys.
Hey, I'm not going to let you paint that picture. I ain't going to let you paint that picture, bro.
What?
Because you the main one talking about Tommy Streeter is the greatest man ever created by Jesus Christ. He is the best, like... You can't hype Tommy Streeter
up to build
like
him
that,
up,
and then,
man.
And then literally act like he was never your third best receiver.
He's my third best now. I have to build him up, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
stop
right.
Stop smoking that
good, but...
crack and shit. I'm telling you, you have to build him up. Tommy Streeter is in the slot now, but he's not the best receiver on my team.
When
I got to build
was
him up.
The best when he was the best player on your team, you had him in the slot.
I moved him, and as soon as y'all started bitching, I moved him, and he still was beasting everybody's ass. So, you know,
so did you
look
did
at
you
certain
the,
things as somebody being the best. He probably goes by overall.
Did you have him in the slot when he was your best receiver at any point?
In the end of the third season, yeah, he was still in the slot, and then I moved him.
Okay, so why would you have your best? I'm just trying to figure this out. Why would you have your best player as your third receiver on your depth chart?
Well, he was my best player because he had 99 route running. Overall-wise,
right.
he
but
was
why would you
best.
Have him third on the depth chart?
Well, because overall-wise, he's third on the depth chart. He
Come
is.
On,
I have Vincent Jackson
overall,
at 96 and Andre Johnson at 95 and Tommy Streeter at 78. So he was there.
Hey, CB, he ain't going to give me a real response to this one, so maybe you can...
I don't know. I'm giving you the response your ass don't like to hear. I don't buy that. I'm just telling you. First
Tommy
of all,
Streeter,
he
was your best receiver, and you had him third on
the
depth chart.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
My take is this, bro. Like, I think that, and maybe BP, you can help me out with this, man, but just to be honest, like, what really constitutes a slot receiver, right? Because in my opinion, what happens is usually, like a receiver, the perfect like stereotypical receiver that the coaches want is a dude who can do it all. Meaning you can run all the routes. You're physical enough to make plays or jump balls on the outside and things like that, right? And then the slots. Are the reason why they end up being the size that they are and all that because they can't necessarily play outside and be as effective, right? That's what really, at the end of the day,
right.
That's what breaks down a wide out from a slot, correct?
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Now, in a situation where, like, somebody like TM's team, for whatever ridiculously retarded reason, he drafts three big red zone receivers So basically, you know, he can't even run. Like, I don't even know what kind of offense you can really truly run to where one of those guys is not playing slot. You would have to literally, like, you would have to run I form all day with just two or maybe a single back double tight end with just two receivers all day or two wide out receivers, like, or otherwise one of those big red zone player type receivers is going to be playing slot, correct?
Correct.
Y'all following me or no?
You got to look at it like this. This is what you're saying is correct, except for the fact that Tommy Street is what, like 6'3", 6'5"?
He's 6'5".
So he's 6'5", so he's tall. You had James Jones over him at one point, who is 6'2". James Jones is slower. He's shorter. He's not as good. He can't catch as well. So why would you basically, like, my whole problem is this. You can put a receiver, like Calvin Johnson lines up in the slot in real life. That's cool. But my whole problem is this. That basically means when you go two receiver, one receiver, Tommy Streeter is not on the field. So
he wasn't.
So why would you take your best player off the field?
But have you even watched me play? How many times do I run a two receiver set? I never do. I usually come out in three or four wide, period. So that doesn't really apply to me. James Jones never even saw the field. I traded for him. I didn't like him. He sat on the bench. He was there just in case somebody got injured. You know, I had Andre Johnson. I had Vincent Jackson.
You had a comfort zone with putting your best receiver in the slot.
I don't really see the problem with it because I hear y'all talk about how it manipulates the AI. Like, I don't. Can somebody explain that to me? I don't understand what that means.
I'll explain it to you. Basically, every single slot formation on this game that has three wide receiver has an R3 formation swap where you can put your best receiver in the slot whenever you want to, right? Because there's not a depth chart in America where your best receiver will literally be not starting on the two deep on the depth chart. Like, a depth chart is two receivers. I don't care if you go three receivers 70% of the time. You should swap that best receiver in the slot if you want them there. It basically means that some players prefer slot routes. Like, they can't throw to the outside receivers because maybe, you know, the slot receiver has a two-way go. They can run a corner, they can run a slant, a flat, a drag. They can run anything. But if you are not a good enough Madden player to be able to incorporate your outside receivers, which some people aren't, some people can only throw to tight ends, running backs, and slot receivers because it's easier. So my whole thing is, if you're only lining up your player in the slot because if he lines up outside, you can't get him the ball, that's not sense. If you're if you put him in the slot every once in a while, that's cool.
What do you mean it's easier, though? Like, that's what I don't get. So, like, if somebody's in the slot, right, like, if you run in cover three or anything, and if you're usering, like I do, around the middle of the field, like,
exactly.
what really makes it easier? I'm just asking. I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I have –
basically, so, like, the tight end is obvious because they never get pressed. The running backs don't ever get pressed. The slot receivers have a two-way go. So a slot receiver can run a corner route to beat man. He can run a slant. He can run a flat. He can run an end. Outside receivers can't run flat. They can't run ends. They can run a hitch. They can run a smoke route. Outside receivers are a little bit more limited on what they can and can't run. So some people, like, they're like, well, I can only throw to my slot guys. I've played people who do not throw to the outside receivers all game. But that's not football. You have a 93 overall receiver who's 6'5". He should be on the outside.
Odell Beckham is 5'11". Tommy Streeter is not even close to 93. All right.
It don't matter what his overall is, TM, though.
You mean to tell me? Hold on. You mean to tell me?
TM, I don't care about overall.
You're more comfortable with Vincent Jackson or Andre Johnson playing in the slot over Tommy Streeter? Yes or no?
You didn't have them playing over him in the slot. You said he at one point was your best receiver.
Tommy Streeter, Vincent Jackson, Andre Johnson are my three receivers. So you're telling me you'd rather have me put Vincent Jackson or Andre Johnson in the slot? I mean,
Based on those three options, he has a point, though.
Andre Johnson is 2 inches shorter. He was probably 8 points slower. Like, Tommy Streeter was at one point before our shit reset, one of the best receivers in the league.
And he
would have never played outside. He would have never played outside unless we told you, like, what? Why do you have the nigga that you brag about and post pictures of every fucking week in the slot? Why do you have, like, why is that going on?
Right. The same way that pro teams put some of their best receivers in the slot. Patriots put Amendola in the slot almost all the damn time. You know, it doesn't mean, I know you're saying
receiver.
His height, but of all my receivers, a damn 6'4", 6'5", shit, the lowest rated one going in the slot, which was Tommy
Yeah,
Streeter.
I think
Kane, the best receiver
bro.
In the
TM,
league,
you
he never played
team.
The slot. And I didn't hear
TM,
nobody say shit
bro.
Then. And he was still
TM,
getting the same stat.
Bro. You posted pictures of Tommy Streeter on the page bragging about him. He's the best. He's 6'5", 94 speed. He can catch everything. You bragging about him every week. Andre Johnson fell off a cliff. He's 2 inches
well,
shorter.
I traded Andre Johnson to the Jets. That's why he fell off a cliff. But
so you got,
the thing
so you got
is,
James Jones. So you got James Jones, who's even worse.
I cut him.
Shorter.
I only had him for like 6 weeks. I cut him. I mean, I know my roster,
exactly.
So trust me, I cut him.
Exactly.
The thing is,
Andre Johnson and James Jones are not better than where you had Tommy Streeter. My whole point being, at what point is it sim to have your best receiver third on your depth chart? Not in the slot.
Because
the line.
Point.
Ron,
are
you asking? Are
you,
Ron, are you
the
asking after he built him up? Like, is that because Ron, you saying like from the
move? Of course, of course.
Yeah, okay, that's about it. I think y'all both. I think y'all both got great points. I think TM is basically saying what I'm saying in regards to if that's who he starts his team with, if that's who he starts his squad with, right? Like if he drafts Tommy Streeter, Andre Johnson, and Vincent Jackson, at that point, his worst, the two best receivers are Vincent Jackson and Andre Johnson. So they should be 1 and 2 on the depth chart. Right.
He just admitted at one point season 3 his best receiver was in the slot. He just said it.
No. I mean I'm asking from the beginning though. This is what I'm saying. From the beginning, like when the season started, right, when we first drafted MLG, from the beginning, back in August, September, whenever it was, and when he drafted those three players, from the beginning, he was playing Tommy Streeter in the slot. Now, my question is, based on, at that point, Tommy Streeter was the third best receiver on the squad, technically.
Right.
Right. So, at that point, he's playing him in the slot. Okay, cool. So, he develops a game plan and a scheme and a strategy based off of that. Now, my point is this, like I was saying earlier, it's a little subjective when we start to, like, really try to tell people what we think they should run with their particular offense. Like, if he's creating mismatches because he has three big
you
receivers.
You don't have
– and he's
look, you don't have to run anything. Like, if you want Tommy Streeter to be in the slot, put him in the slot. But basically, when you put him at the third receiver, I don't give a fuck where you line him up at. But it basically means if you run 1 and 2 receivers, your best player isn't on the fucking field. That makes no sense.
No, I hear you. That's why I said from the beginning. No, that's why I said from the beginning. Now, if we fast forward and we talk about season 3 or season 4, whatever the last season was, and Tommy Streeter is in there 99 everything, now that's a different conversation. Now we talking about a player that you developed. Now he's 99 everything. Yeah, bro, now you're kind of cheating because – now he's clearly better. Now he's clearly the best receiver on the roster, so he doesn't.
But we already know when that happened. He wasn't
that's
playing
all I'm
in the slot.
About.
He wasn't playing in the slot at that point, though. So you're trying to put
you know
him
who,
back.
You know
oh,
okay,
he
wasn't
okay,
playing
okay,
in
cool.
The slot.
Well,
you know
let's have this conversation be more general for the whole league, then, and not waste time on what specifically you did. Because I think the real question is, what is the league standard in regards to this? Like, if we can't sit here and waste time talking about Tommy Streeter if there's other cats doing the same thing that we have a problem with. So let's just not talk about your specific situation because you chose to draft three
he's front.
Big red zone dudes. Yeah, and you chose to draft three big red zone dudes, bro. So, like, your situation is not really average. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people draft receivers based on scheme because they know what they want. Like, they know they want a quick slot guy to go in and out. They know they want a red zone receiver. They know they want an all-around balanced possession receiver. Like, that's how I do. Like, I get different pieces. You literally would draft three of the same type of receiver. Now, based on that, we can't use you as, like, the average or, like, you know, what to go by. So let's just have the conversation more so, like, what the league standard should be.
In general, what I think is this. You can line up anybody. I'm an advocate for it. I just broke down how the Patriots line up people all over the field. Put people wherever you want to put them. But when you start putting your best player as a backup on the depth chart. That is a problem.
Now,
if you put
now, I got a question
Odell,
for you.
Wait,
now I got a question for
in
you.
In this situation, like with the Panthers, Odell Beckham is literally on the depth chart behind Nate Washington. TM at least can argue, okay, Andre Johnson, Vincent Jackson. That's fair. Nate Washington would not – he should never be over Odell Beckham.
Right. So your only problem with the Panthers is that all you're asking is that, look, bro, put him at number one on the depth chart, and if you want him at slot, just sub him at slot during when you're in the play selection, basically.
Exactly. Because you have two ways to do it. You can either manually hit R1 and put him in the slot, or you can R3 over and put wide receiver one at the
Now, top. See, There's... now the issue with that, now, what I don't understand about that is, so after that, you must be asking him to not do it that often, because essentially, what if he does it every play? That is literally the equivalent of him having him three at the depth chart.
It's not.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you why it's not equivalent, because you're only looking at three receiver sets. Do run strong close. What if you run strong close? Like, why should you have to say, hey, best receiver, go on the field because we're in two receiver? That makes no sense. Like, at least TM literally runs three receiver sets almost all game. I watched him play Cody. He runs strong close. He runs I. He runs ace big.
So, Ron,
so,
hey,
like,
but look, Sam, what you're saying is, so when dude come out in two receiver set, Odell Beckham is the third receiver on the roster, and he's not on the field. So, like, actually what you're saying is you want him on the field to be, like, I don't know. I get what you're saying, but for me, I'd rather not have him on the field.
Well, you're thinking of it from a defensive perspective. Think of it from an NFL perspective. Victor Cruz played slot. He plays slot every three-receiver formation. He is probably the biggest prototypical slot receiver the NFL has seen. You normally see Wes Welker and guys like that. But if there's two receivers, you're taking your best player off the field. Why would you do that?
Okay, and you're saying since he's doing that, that's unsim. And I'm saying at what point do we kind of like go from being like this is the standard to a little bit of like subjectivity, like, okay, maybe he wants to take him off the field because he wants him not to get injured. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's such a like great area for me. Like,
injured?
No, I'm just saying,
dude,
bro.
Nate Washington, dog. Like, at least me and TM can go back and forth for 2 hours about is Andre Johnson better than Tommy Streeter? Well, 163, 165, 189 speed, 194 speed. Nate Washington
Let me ask you this. Do you think he's purposefully doing it? Meaning, like, if I was doing that right, if I had Odell Beckham at the three and I came out in a two-receiver set and I didn't have him out there, I would be mad at myself. Like, damn, I forgot to sub him in. You know, so is he – so your gripe is that he's purposefully, like, not having him on the field?
I'm not saying he's purposefully doing it.
He
seems like a stand-up guy, but my whole problem is this. You have to realize as a defense, I can't match up with him being in the slot because I can't shadow a receiver. I break the huddle, and let's say he goes in the slot 8 times out of 10. Well, shit, I can only manually move one player, and I can't match anyone up against him. So it's like,
but you're
smarter you're literally
than that,
putting
bro.
Your
but
best
you,
play.
Like, but that's what I wrote in. That's what I wrote in the instant messages. This is what I'm saying. So if a dude come out eight out of ten plays and he got Odell Beckham in the slot, then you should know when you come out of your nickel package or your dime package or whatever, what have you, to sub in your best corner to play nickel package.
The two times that he doesn't, now I'm stuck because EA won't allow
you're
me
not
to match
stuck.
Up.
You're not stuck. You're not stuck because that's a okay. You said 8 out of 10, so then we're talking about percentages. So a 20% chance that he'll beat you on the outside.
The only reason I put my best corner in the slot is to match up with him, and he can move him anywhere he wants. But EA won't allow me to match up with him. But that's not the reason why it's unsim. It's in, like you can put him in the slot manually 8 times out of 10, but you would never. The New York Giants would never line up an ace big and have Ruben Randall and some other guy we don't even know about on the field, and Odell Beckham's on the sideline. I'm the third receiver. I'm going to wait till you go third three receivers. That makes no sense.
Not for you.
This formation's
over. I think I see what you're saying. I just think it's a little gray area because now it's like, okay, now how do you know what's going on his side of the ball? Like in terms of like, how do you know that that Odell Beckham is not tired? Like how do you know?
Why would he
I'm just
tired?
Saying, bro.
He's playing less than all the other receivers.
Broncos. Look at their receivers, man. They got what? Calvin Johnson, Brandon Marshall, and another. I forgot who the other one is. I mean, how are they supposed to do their personnel? You know, he probably
well, you can
I think
debate
he said
that all day.
Brandon in the slot.
Like I said, team, there is no right or wrong answer because you can, at the end of the day, debate that Andre Johnson is better than Tommy Streeter, but no one is going to debate with me that Nate Washington is better than Odell Beckham. So if you prefer to have someone in a certain spot, you can do that. But formation subs allow you to do different things. And the truth of the matter is, it's not even our problem. It's EA's. They don't let you match up on receivers, and they don't let you do pregame formation subs. If they let you do both,
so,
there would be no issue.
So what would happen? Okay, so I have an interesting question then, because I'm labbing this as we speak. Like, I'm trying to come up with my new offense with Gronk and shit. So what happens when I come out in 13 personnel, right? Like 1-3 sets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I always sub Gronk in the package, not manually, but in the package, I put Gronk at tight end. So then it's really a 2-2 set. But I have Gronk at slot, excuse me. So I have Gronk
mm-hmm.
at slot in every 1-3 set that I run, period. How you feel about that?
That's fine. You gotta understand.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Why,
that's a little slippery
Gronk,
slope right there.
Wait. Listen, because Gronk the reason why Gronk can move around where, like, literally, Gronk can he lines up outside, at tight end. He can be on the line. It doesn't matter. But you can't line up a receiver at tight end, though.
Okay,
so
hold on.
He's more versatile than anybody.
So, based on the fact that he's really versatile in real life, you'll be cool with me lining them up anywhere. Is that what you're saying? Because I want you to know, man, they're not going to understand your logic.
I don't care, but I don't care about real life. What I'm saying, you can literally on this game line up a tight end. You can't line up a receiver at tight end. That's against some rules. So tight ends can line up anywhere that they want.
But what if somebody says
really
to me, bro? What if somebody said to me, bro, this is bullshit. You never, like, Gronk is never, like, lined up on a line of scrimmage. Like, he's always in slot. He's never, like, down on the line like a regular tight end. You always play in that slot on every fucking formation. That's what I'm saying. Like,
is he your number one tight end? Is he your number one tight end?
Yeah, of course.
There's no problem. It's a depth chart. Because you can formation sub.
Well,
I don't care if you put Odell Beckham in the slot in formation subs. I don't care.
I hear you. Okay. That makes
sense.
I'm just
saying, like a better example would be if you put Gronk at the third tight end. So, like, now if you run two tight ends, Gronk isn't on the field. Why would your best tight end not be on the field in two tight ends? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
why should you have to sub him in?
Here's another thing that I'm sure you know, but a lot of people don't know. So, what happens, because I used to do this back in M12 when I had, like, I forgot, I had two dope tight ends. And so I used to manipulate the system by doing this. So what happens when you put a tight end at number 3 on your receiving depth chart? So then every time you come out, you're coming out in 2-2 sets when they're really 13 personnel.
It doesn't matter. He's on the field. He's because he's your number one. I'm just saying you can put players wherever you want to put them. But Gronk is your number one. As long as Gronk is not your number three tight end.
No.
Right, but I still on the depth chart, I can have Gronk at number one tight end and number three receiver. They allow me to do that.
Yeah. You can do that.
That's not right though, bro. Because it kind of goes against what you just said. Because I'm putting that number three on the depth chart, and you're saying that shouldn't be allowed because that's kind of like manipulating
that's
the
not
system.
Comparable. Because he's still starting on the depth chart.
I think what
like Odell
saying
Beckham
is,
starts.
He comes
like
out
when you bring up the starting lineups in real life, Odell Beckham starts. He's a starter.
Okay.
Gronkowski starts at tight end. I don't care where you put Beckham or Gronk.
Okay. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I definitely feel what you're saying. I respect what you're saying. But at the end of the day, it's a little bit of subjectiveness here, because what if somebody literally says, well, you know, y'all think Odell Beckham is dope, but I don't really like the way he plays, so I play him at slot, because I personally don't feel he's my best receiver.
You could debate that. Then you could debate that, but if not with Nate Washington. You could debate that with Andre Johnson, not with Nate Washington.
What if you have a receiver that got better run blocking than your best receiving wide receiver? And when you come out on two wide, you're always running the ball.
That's a good point.
So when the Panthers run out for their starting lineup, Odell Beckham is not a starting receiver.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. I see what you're saying now, Ron. At the end of the day, you said they got to start, and then you sub them in.
TM, if you run three receiver sets the entire game, fine. This dude does not run, you know what I'm saying? He runs strong clothes.
He runs too wide a lot. I mean, I don't.
Yeah. We can go back and forth for 2 hours on, is Odell Beckham, I'm sorry, is Tommy Streeter better than Andre Johnson? Well, one's taller, one's faster. Who cares? It's still debatable. I don't agree that Andre Johnson was better, but at the same time, shit. He has bums ahead of this dude. Odell Beckham is like the best young receiver on the game. He does not have Vincent Jackson.
I mean, essentially, you're just saying that players that are supposed to start need to start on your depth chart, and then from there, you can freak your offense however you want to. I get it.
Exactly. That's it. You have the freedom to do what you want. Like, I may want to sub in a blocking receiver if I'm running that way. That's cool. No problem. But that would be like me putting Brandon LaFell in over fucking Odell Beckham. Well, like, on the depth chart, he should not be there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. I agree with that. I feel you now.
So he puts him at number one. On his first play of the game, he can go through all his formations and move him to number three, and you're cool with that. I mean, that's what you're saying, though. You could put him in the slot. As long as he's number one on the depth chart off the game, outside of the game, on his first play of the game, he can go through all his formations and put him in the slot, and you're okay.
Yeah, see, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
That's like if you put Rob Gronkowski at your second tight end, why would you do that? Let's say you put a bum ahead of him. So you're clearly trying to – huh?
I mean, that's what you just said.
I'm not denying it. It's okay to sub him. That's like Rob Gronkowski. If you run one tight end set, you have to sub your best player on the field. Why would you ever have to do that?
Some people just – like, I have to deal with – like, for instance, PH has with Jimmy Graham and who's the other tight end he has? He has two of the top tight ends in the league. So he's going to do that shit a lot. But, I mean – if he has Odell Beckham at number one on the depth chart when he starts the game, he can go through and put him at number three, and he's good to go. It's just the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's not.
Bro, how is it not? It's the same thing, bro. I mean, I do agree with you in terms of, look, they're good. They're supposed to start. They should start. But that example is literally the equivalent of having him at number three on the depth chart. You're going into every formation and you're changing it and you're making him play slot. So he's playing
you
slot the whole game.
You should have to do that.
Oh, you're talking about – okay, so basically you're getting particular in terms of if you're going to play him in a slot, then you should have to take the time to go through all your formations and put him in slot.
Okay, I don't care – once again, I don't care where you line people up at. I don't care. But for you to say, I'm going to put my best receiver at the third receiver and I run two set receiver sets half the game, you are saying, I literally just want him in the slot. I want him in the slot. I don't want him on the outside at all. And just line him up wherever you want to put him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. He's not a starting receiver at that point. If you run two receiver sets, like, the logic is ass backwards to me. Because the Giants do, they may play him in the slot, but they don't play him in the, like, you're going to put Randall out there.
So he puts Odell Beckham at the one. He comes out in his first, like TM was saying, his first play. He goes through all his formations real quickly. He puts him at a slot. When he comes out of anything three wide, Odell Beckham is in the slot. When he comes out of anything two wide, Odell Beckham's still out there. And you're saying that, like, as long as he do that, you're cool.
If he's not spamming, he's cool. Because
now,
TM,
what?
There was a point to where TM, I'm going to be real with you, it looked like you could only throw to the slot.
I only threw to Simon Streeter because even when he was on the outside, I still threw to him. I mean, he gets open. He had 99 route running and 99 release. You're getting open.
Hold on, Tim. Let's be real. So that's the problem, bro. You be jumping from being real, and then you be jumping to saying some phony shit. Because the reason why Tommy Streeter was 99 everything is because you had him in the slot, and you was dogging everybody with him in the slot. That's the reason why he got all those XP points, bro.
Because it was a mismatch. I outsmarted
my All right. So with that being said, it's not about, well, when I put him on the outside, I still threw to him because he was open. Yeah, you start putting him everywhere because you done manipulated the system, or maybe not manipulated, but you done just targeted the slot every game to where he can score, he can get all those XP points. That right there, we can't use that as a standard example, like, because I think you're the only one that does that per se. Now, Odell Beckham on the Panthers, maybe he just does it to create mismatch from here and there, or to take advantage, whatever the case may be. But TM, bro, you know I got love for you, bro. But on some real shit, you were thrown to that slot all fucking game, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody, it's like this: if you got three receivers on the field, and they are shading to the outside on your both outside receivers, and doubling them on the inside, and leaving your slot man open, who the fuck are you gonna throw the ball to? You gonna throw it to your open slot man? Until somebody changes, it's just like with all these people who want to throw to the halfback out of the backfield right away, or throw that quick shot to the tight end right away because he's open. It's the same thing. I'm just doing it to a wide receiver down the field who's open.
To be completely honest, in my opinion, the reason why Tommy Streeter was open, or why any slot is open, maybe going down the middle hash and all that kind of shit, the reason why those type of plays are open is because people are scared to user in zones and user the middle of the field. That's the only reason. So really what you're doing is you're taking your safe bet, which is smart by you, because you're not trying to attack the outside and really trying to, you know, challenge the AI and challenge the corners on the outside that are in their coverages. You're looking for your soft spots. That's what you're supposed to do. But, I mean, it's not because people were shading and doing all that. I don't really know too many people that still do all that shit, to be quite honest with you, bro. I could be wrong. But, I mean, like, you was just taking advantage of the fact that people are not used to guarding and stopping slot routes. That's all.
CB, you asked me, how is putting someone at the slot an advantage? That's it.
Well, yeah, you know
why?
You know why I asked that, bro? Because me, personally, I'm like, you're not catching shit over the middle on me. I'm going to fuck your ass up. You're getting blasted, or I'm picking that shit. TM will tell you when we played. He didn't get no shit over the middle, nothing under the slot. Only thing he got when I played TM with that Streeter slot shit is, like maybe, like, a couple corners. Maybe, like, two or three corner routes, like, China routes with the hits on the outside and the corner over top of it. Maybe something like that. But you're not getting no other shit on me personally, and that's just me. So that's why I'm bamboozled, like, yo, why is it a fucking big deal? I wish you would try to, like, you know, throw you a slot all game on me.
People want to make it easier for them to play it. You know, like me, I use the free safety in the middle of the field. People who always get their shots on me are on the outside, you know.
Right.
They won't throw it over the middle of the field. So, I mean, they have to change the way they play defense versus we're going to make it to where you only can play offense this way to make it fair for everybody else. That's, you know, that's kind of like, what the fuck?
I hear you. Both of y'all make sense. But I'm just saying this.
Hey, show out.
You can put anywhere where you want to put them. I would just prefer, like, this is not an admin rule. Like, this is not in the rule book. I'm just talking about sim football. So, to me, like, I put Dez Bryant at number one. He is my best receiver.
could I make an argument for 3 minutes that Jeremy Curley is better than him? No, he's not. He is my best receiver, so I put him at number one.
Right.
That's it. That's end of argument. You know what I'm saying? If I run one receiver sets, I should not have to say, hey, Dez Bryant, go in there over Jeremy Curley. I don't – who the fuck is Jeremy Curley? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think we all agree on the overall scheme of things. Like anybody abusing that slot shit, we're going to call you out, and that's just what it is. If you want to put your number one receiver in the slot, subbing them packages and all that, then that's all good. So I think we covered that, bro. I wanted to cover show out. Jeremy Douglas wanted us to cover early predictions or like MVPs and shit. If y'all wanted to touch upon that.
It's going to be Nassib or Odell Beckham.
Well, he's,
what is Odell Beckham doing again?
He's on.
What is Odell Beckham averaging
again? Oh, I take
what
right
is he averaging again?
Shit.
Yeah, pull it up, team.
He has 800 yards right now. I know that for sure.
Five games.
Are we ready to advance? By the way, too. Hold on.
So we 5 games in. So he basically was averaging like 160 a game.
Yeah. Yep, he's 160 a game, 36 catches, 8 touchdowns.
Damn, 36 catches?
Yeah.
Golly.
He's going crazy.
36 catches? Yeah, he's balling. He's balling.
But shit, I'm gonna cook that nigga if I play him, though.
What's the Panthers' record?
I don't know. Finna speak though.
Who's our undefeated?
In the AFC, undefeated is Titans. In the NFC, it's Rams, Saints, Lions. That's it.
Who's the Lions? Got them?
I have no idea. But that's the thing. Like, the Panthers are – they're 4-1. Like, they're playing well, and they're probably going to – they're second in that division. So whoever the Saints is, all you got to do is beat them. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to have my bye, man.
Hold up, y'all. Put the phone down for a second.